This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. The somber Manchester courtroom was thick with tension as neonatal nurse Lucy Letby, a picture of composed defiance, stood up to counter the accusations against her. She had been painted as a specter of death, a woman who had allegedly stood idle while an infant fought for her life in an incubator. But today, she firmly refuted the haunting image presented by Dr. Ravi Jayaram's testimony. The past was a haze, she maintained, with no recollection of the chilling scene described by the pediatrician. The prosecution had hung its case on a moment from the early hours of February 17, 2016. Dr. Jayaram had described an inexplicable compulsion to check on baby K, a fragile charge momentarily under Letby's care. He'd already been on edge, he admitted, due to a series of inexplicable infant collapses that had suspiciously coincided with Letby's presence at the Countess of Chester Hospital. The doctor had recalled his heart pounding as he entered Nursery One that fateful morning, expecting to see the nurse's hands dutifully at work inside the incubator. Instead, he claimed, he found Letby standing apart, her hands nowhere near the struggling infant. He remembered looking at the monitor, seeing the baby's oxygen saturation levels plummet, but hearing no alarms. "What's happening?" he claimed to have asked, to which Letby allegedly responded with a cool, detached explanation. "She's having a desaturation." Letby, now 33, vehemently rejected this narrative, stating that no such confrontation had ever taken place. She flatly denied having any conversation with Dr. Jayaram that night. She was steadfast in her denial of the prosecution's allegation that she had meddled with the infant's life-sustaining endotracheal breathing tube or interfered with the critical alarms. Under the meticulous cross-examination of her defense attorney, Ben Myers KC, Letby denied even being in the nursery when Dr. Jayaram claimed to have found her. "Was there a time when you were in the nursery and Ravi Jayaram came in to see you standing there close to baby K?" Myers asked. Letby's response was an unwavering no. The defense's questions continued, probing each element of Dr. Jayaram's accusations, but Letby met each one with a solid wall of denial. Even when pressed about her initial interactions with the detectives investigating her, she maintained her innocence. Her memory of the authorities' questions was clear, she claimed, and she had given the same answers then as she did now. The doctor's version of events was a fiction, she insisted. The accusations against Letby were grave. 7 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder, all committed within a year's span at the Countess of Chester Hospital. Despite the horrific charges, she remained steadfast in her denial. Letby used her time on the stand to speak about the understaffed and overworked conditions on the neonatal unit. She recalled shifts where there were not enough nurses to manage the influx of newborns, and less qualified nurses were often forced to take on tasks beyond their training. The court was presented with a WhatsApp message Letby had sent to a friend, another nurse on the unit, venting her frustrations about the dire staffing situation. "It's shocking, really, that they are willing to take the responsibility for things that they have no training or experience on. Don't think they appreciate the potential difficulties X," she'd written. Despite the chaos, Letby pointed out that she was always there for her colleagues, ready to help when they lacked the knowledge or experience. In fact, she'd once missed 3 calls from the unit while at a SALSA session because they needed her expertise in administering immunoglobulin, a procedure they were unfamiliar with. She had been the last one to perform it, and in their desperation, they reached out to her. A vivid picture of a chaotic unit emerged from her testimony, where shift leaders described situations as mad, and the staffing crisis was so acute that it seemed as if they might have to send some babies to other hospitals. On the night shift of November 27 into November 28, Letby had been the designated nurse for baby Jay. Despite the turmoil on the unit, there had been no complaints about her care of the infant. In a stark contrast to the damning allegations, she had even messaged a colleague to express her relief that the situation on the unit was much better. Letby explained to Mr. Myers that much better meant that the workload was more manageable. The implication was clear. In a less chaotic environment, she could provide the level of care she aspired to. Mr. Myers concluded his examination by asking if a nicer, lighter workload was something she desired. Yes, she replied. It was a simple answer, but one that underscored the immense pressure and responsibility that Letby had been under. As the court adjourned for the day, the charges against Letby hung in the balance. Did she stand idly by as infants' lives slipped away? Or was she a dedicated nurse, wrongly accused, who had been doing her best in a chaotic and under-resourced environment? In the quiet hush of the courtroom, the tension was palpable. The fate of Lucy Letby hinged on whose version of events the jury would believe. The pediatrician's recollection of a chilling scene, or the nurse's vehement denial of any wrongdoing. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.